of the cave. Like a little hole in the cave they used to make. Now, the kuchen, the actual hole itself where you put the mace in, was orkron arba amis. It went in deep down, it was deep, you know, across, four amis long. The raiman, how tall was it? Sheva. It was seven tfachim tall. The rochman shisha, and wide, six tfachim. So it's a little bit taller than it was wide. And more like we always usually want to make a pesach tefach, that there should be an opening of a tefach above the mace, like to stop the tumor from going up. So if possible, it was a little higher than the width. But that was enough of a place for a mace to fit in there. Seven tefachim by six tefachim. And even though usually a person is only three amas tall, but they made it four amas long because the aron itself was a little bit to get them in there good. So they used to make the length of the cave, of the grave itself, like four amas long, and seven tefachim high, and six tefachim wide. That's what the Tanakhama, this is the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Oise Toichel Shomoro, Sheish Amos Al Shemoina. He says no, that the inside of the cave itself, the cave has to be a little bit bigger. A stam kever, if you stay, you want to buy of somebody a place to make a stam kever. So a stam, stam cave has to be 6 amis by 8 amis. A little bit bigger than the Tanakhama, not 6 by 4, but rather 6 by 8. And therefore, a pasech letoichoi shloisha osa kuch. You could fit in there 13 graves for mason. And the walls of it, you could put 13. How do you get 13? Arba mikan v'yabra mikan. On the side, the longest side, that's 8 amis long, you could put 4 on each side of it. So you have 8 or right away. O shloisha miknegden. On the opposite side, that's 6. The width of it was 6 amis. There you could put 3. V'echad miyamin ha-pesach v'echad min ha-smil. This Gemara will explain exactly what these last two are. It says you put one on the right side of the entrance and one on the left side of the entrance. So that's how you have 13. 4 and 4 and 3, that's 11. And another 2, one on the right side, one on the left side, that's how you get 13. So that's cool. We'll soon see in the Gemara how you get this. Now, v'oise chotzer api hamara. Like this was, the graves here were inside a cave. Now, on top of the cave, you also have to own a chutzar. All this is part of a kever. That has to be a chutzar, a place on top there. An open field like a chutzar, that's sheish al sheish. It has to at least be 6 amas by 6 amas. Why? Kamole hamita for kevreha. That has to be like at least 4 amas, the size of the mace itself, the oren itself. And usually you have two people, one on the right side, one on the left side holding it. So it has to be 6. So it has to be like at least 6 amas by 6 amas. U'paseach l'toichoi shtei moros. Like this first picture on the Rashbam, that you have two caves that could go into, like from one chutzar, could be opened up into two different caves. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. So this first picture of the Rashbam on the right side, that's called a stam kever according to the Tanakhama. A stam kever means you have to own a chutzar in between it, which is 6 amas by 6 amas. That's where they first started to bring the mace there. Then they have to go down deep into the cave. So you're allowed to have one cave, like on the right side opens up into one cave, and on the left side opens up into another cave. And in each cave, that's the machlokes, whether you could put 8 or whether you could put 13. That's called the stam kever. All this is included in the stam kever. That means you're going to buy your plot for the family, like where Achameyev Yasam Shana, you're going to bury the family. Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to my people. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Shimon, says no. Arbo, from this one chotzer, like the second picture in the Rashbam, he could have 4 caves opening up into it. There could be 4 caves using one chotzer. Li'aba ruchusera, to all 4 sides of the chotzer, you can make a cave. Like the second picture here. You have one chotzer in the middle, and then you have four caves dug on all four sides of it. And inside each cave, again, you have the same machlokes, how many mason you put there. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, ha'kir lefi asela. So, kids, we have a machlokes here, the Tanakama, and who, and Rabbi Shimon, whether you could have two maris, or whether you could have four maris open up into the chotzer. We also had a machlokes before, whether you have eight caves in each, or you have eight graves in each cave, or whether you have 13. So Shimon ben Gamliel wants to make like a compromise, and it depends upon hakol lefi asela. It depends upon how strong the ground is. Like if it's stony ground, strong ground, that could take more, it won't fall apart, then you have the biggest shear. Then you could put maybe four caves around the chotzer, and then in each cave, you could have 13 graves where you put the mace inside the wall of the grave. There is, since the wall is made out of stone, it's like stony material, it's like, you know, not dafka stone, it could be, it means like hard ground. See, so he holds, if it's hard ground, then you could put more mason, you could bury more mason there. But if it's not such high ground, it's not such hard ground, it's softer ground, then you have to be afraid, maybe, we have to understand what was shver so far, was Reb Shimon, was the one that said inside the cave, it's supposed to be 6 by 8, and therefore he said you could have 13 mason buried there. How do you get 13? So on that one's 8 long, you put 4 and 4. The one that's 6, you put 3. And then where's the last two? So the Mishnah said one on the right side, one on the left side. So more it says now, Hani Trey, these last two that Reb Shimon said that you could put 13 graves inside the cave, where are these last two? Lechi Shadalu, where do you put these last two caves? If you want to say it's going to stick out, it means it's going to stick out into the chotzer. In other words, Mamash, like it says, by the entrance of the chotzer. Like let's say, either one of these two pictures here. The chotzer is in the middle. Now, we're saying now, the graves, like all these things sticking out. So Mishnah says, according to Reb Shimon, the last two are at the Pesach. So maybe that means at the right, at the chotzer itself, by the entrance of the chotzer, like there's one sticking out into the chotzer on the ground on the right side of the entrance, and one sticking out on the left side of the entrance. But it's not much like underneath of the chotzer itself. So where it says, no, that can't be. First of all, hoko mistashoilu. The people trample, like you stay there in the chotzer. Like that's where they first bring the mace there and they stop there, and people are going to trample there. But since there'll be a lot of traffic on top of the chotzer itself, it's not the mistavra that there should be a maze buried underneath it. It wouldn't be covered hamaze to have a place like a highway, like, you know, people, a main pathway going on top where people were buried. That's one svara. So you can't say sticking out means they're stuck out into the chotzer itself. That's one thing. Vesu, and secondly, even if you want to tell me not afraid of that, chotanan learned like this. Chotzer hakever, this halacha, this chotzer in between, the kever in between the two caves, it says halacha, ho'imed b'toichei tor. If a kohen or anybody stands there, he's still tor. So what do you see? That iluitsu, you got there with an airplane or with a shade of teva migdol. You got there in an oil. That you didn't become tamei yet. And now you're just standing inside the chotzer, it says you're tor. If you're going to tell me there are two mason buried underneath the chotzer itself, so that tumor should shoot up, so a person standing inside the chotzer should also be tamei. So that's also a proof that these extra two caves do not stick out underneath the ground into the chotzer. Because here it says clearly, somebody standing in the chotzer is tor.